This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a house. It's your home, the place that's filled with memories. The early days of figuring it out, to the later years of still figuring it out. For the place you've put down roots, trust Amica Home Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We have breaking news, a verdict in Rudy Giuliani's defamation trial, a jury just awarding two women nearly $150 million for reputational harm and emotional distress for Giuliani's attacks after the 2020 election. The man once known as America's mayor, already in financial and legal trouble, now owes money to two Georgia election workers. The powerful storm making its way up the East Coast, likely bringing power outages and travel delays. The awful news out of Gaza. The Israeli military admitting to accidentally shooting and killing three hostages.
These are the sights and the sounds of the holiday shipping season. We'll show you how gifts get where they need to go on time, and your time to ship them is running out.
It gave me joy helping people.
It felt good giving something instead of getting something.
It really changed my heart.
And we're on the road with Santa's helpers spreading holiday cheer.
Their joy, that's the gift to you.
Oh my God.
Good evening, I'm Nora O'Donnell, and thank you for being with us on this Friday night. We begin tonight with breaking news about the man once known as America's mayor. Rudy Giuliani tonight ordered to pay a staggering amount of money, nearly $150 million, to two former Georgia election workers. A federal judge ruled Donald Trump's then personal lawyer defamed Ruby Freeman and Shay Moss by spreading lies that they engaged in election fraud. The two women say their lives were turned upside down. They were stalked and threatened with lynchings. These two poll workers were fulfilling a public service and ensuring America's right to vote. Now they feel they can't return home and had to change their appearances to stay safe. CBS's Scott McFarlane has been covering this case from the beginning. He joins us now from outside the courthouse here in D.C. Good evening, Scott.
Good evening. Rudy Giuliani didn't bat an eye as the jury announced its decision, but it's the size of the damages that caused a bit of a stir here at the courthouse. An epic fall for the man who was once Time's Person of the Year.
Today's a good day. A jury stood witness to what Rudy Giuliani did to me and my daughter.
Ruby Freeman and her daughter Shay Moss emerged triumphantly from court today after a jury awarded them damages from Rudy Giuliani for the conspiracy theories he spread about them since the 2020 election.
The flame that Giuliani lit with those lies and passed to so many others to keep that flame blazing changed every aspect of our lives.
Giuliani was found liable for defaming the women and for inflicting emotional distress, for lies claiming they flipped votes while serving as Georgia election workers in 2020, including a conspiracy theory the women exchanged USB drives to do so when they were actually exchanging a mint. The lies led to vile threats.
Hey, I hope you like jail because that's where you're going on your way to hell.
The total awarded to the two women includes more than $33 million in compensatory damages, $40 million for intentional infliction of emotional distress, and then a number that drew some gasps in the courthouse, $75 million in punitive damages. Giuliani, who had said he planned to testify at this trial, opted not to at the last minute.
The absurdity of the number merely underscores the absurdity of the entire proceeding.
Outside the court, he continued to spread baseless claims about 2020.
My country had a president imposed on it by fraud.
Those are conspiracy theories, sir.
These are not conspiracy theories.
Giuliani told us he is going to appeal, and appeals in the federal system can be lengthy, Nora, which means it's unclear when or if either woman will get any money.
Scott McFarland, thank you. Now to a powerful pre-holiday storm barreling up the East Coast with nearly 60 million Americans in the path. The massive system will bring heavy rains, strong winds, and possible tornadoes. Let's bring in meteorologist Mike Bettis from our partners at the Weather Channel. Good evening, Mike.
Nora, good evening. We are poised to see a blockbuster storm hit us all along the East Coast, getting its origins in the Gulf of Mexico. It could bring severe weather to Florida, including tornadoes. Our 1 to 10 Torcon scale puts the risk at a 3, but keep in mind that risk could happen at night when tornadoes are even more dangerous. Now, the storm really gets amped up in the Gulf of Mexico and hits us hard across the state of Florida through the day on Saturday. Really heavy rain here, really gusty winds. 2 to 3 inches of rain is very likely, pockets of 5 or more possible. But then notice the storm rolls right up the East Coast. Significant wind, significant rain, and even ends with some snow. What that means is we anticipate some serious slowdowns on the roads and at the airports Sunday and Monday, Nora, as the busy travel season kicks off. Anticipate slowdowns at the airports and some serious headaches.
Important information. Thank you, Mike. There are protests tonight in Tel Aviv, hundreds marching after heartbreaking news that Israeli troops accidentally shot and killed 3 hostages in Gaza. CBS's Charlie Daggett reports it comes on the same day that the bodies of 3 other hostages were recovered.
In the chaos of the street battles underway in Gaza, 3 Israeli hostages are now no longer counted among the missing, but confirmed dead. Killed by Israel Defense Forces, mistakenly opening fire after identifying the 3 young men as a threat. Claiming full responsibility, IDF spokesman Daniel Hagari expressed what he called deep sorrow for the tragic incident. The victims include 25-year-old motorcycle enthusiast Samar Talalka and Yotam Haim, who was kidnapped from the Kfar Azah kibbutz. The 28-year-old musician filmed this video on that morning when Hamas gunmen rampaged through his community before abducting him. A third hostage killed, 26-year-old Alon Shamriz, a computer engineering student from the same kibbutz. Israeli soldiers showed us around Kfar Azah just days after the massacre. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan is in Israel to look for ways to lessen the ferocity of the war, if not to help end it. Today, he visited the West Bank to meet Palestinian authorities Mahmoud Abbas, in part to discuss who will govern Gaza next.
The Israeli government has indicated that it does not have a long-term plan to occupy Gaza, and that ultimately the control of Gaza, the administration of Gaza, and the security of Gaza has to transition to the Palestinians.
How and when the war ends is a question many are asking here and in the U.S. But a timetable tonight is as elusive as any semblance of peace. All anyone can agree is that it's months away. Now, we crossed over into Gaza today in a rare trip with the IDF. We're instructed to hold off sharing that footage for a short period, citing security concerns. But Nora, we were shown the largest and longest tunnel they've discovered so far, wide enough to drive a small car through and at least 4 miles long.
Looking forward to seeing that. Charlie Daggett, thanks so much. Well, tonight we're getting new details about the ordeal that many of the hostages went through during their captivity. For this Sunday's 60 Minutes, CBS's Leslie Stahl sits down with one of the freed Israeli hostages. Yarden Roman-Gat was held for 54 days. For the first time, she describes giving her three-year-old daughter to her husband so the two could escape.
The decision to hand Geffen to Elon turns out to have been the smartest thing, because they did escape. But that must have been excruciatingly hard, to hand your child over like that.
It wasn't, because keeping her with me, in the sense that we are both are going to either die or go to Gaza, was worse. So
you almost had no choice, is what you're saying?
I had no choice.
Okay.
It was not a dilemma.
And you can see more of Leslie Stahl's interview this Sunday on 60 Minutes. A bipartisan group of 33 senators this week urged the United Nations to open an independent investigation into what the senators call a growing body of evidence that Hamas committed acts of sexual violence on Israelis during the October 7th attack. CBS's Lilia Luciano now on what eyewitnesses are saying, and we want to warn you that some of what you're about to hear is graphic.
It was just after 6 in the morning when the first missiles appeared in the sky on October 7th, kicking off hours of violence. Rami Shmail, who produced the Nova Music Festival, returned the next day and witnessed the aftermath.
Outside two cars, there was also two young ladies, naked from the waist down. One of the victims was gunshot down in the lower parts of her body.
So there was a very clear difference between the way the male bodies were found and the women's bodies were found.
Definitely, yeah.
Was it clear to you that they had been raped?
Definitely. What they did to these ladies from the waist down, it's not only rape.
Israeli investigators tell CBS News the priority after the October 7th attack was identifying the victims, so they did not collect forensic evidence of sexual assault. But they say there are eyewitness accounts, photos, interrogation statements, and circumstantial evidence pointing to sexual attacks. A supervisor with a search and recovery team in charge of collecting the bodies showed us some of the injuries he says he saw and documented, including women whose bodies had lacerations, stabbings, and gunshots to their genital area. The bodies were then taken to an army base, which served as a morgue, where IDF volunteer Shari Mendes says she handled the bodies of women.
They were shot in the breast, and we saw a lot of women came in, sometimes just in underwear. The underwear was very bloody.
An IDF medic who did not want to be identified described what he says he found in a kibbutz.
The one on the floor, her legs are wide open, and she was shot at the back side of her head. And her pants are pulled down, and there's a pile of semen on the lower part of her back.
In a statement, Hamas said, "We categorically reject false allegations of rape, calling it misleading propaganda." Other militant groups and criminal organizations also took part in the attacks.
What was the message you read?
I think every one of those cases struck me as just being a terrible message of hatred.
Investigators say most of the victims of sexual violence in the attacks did not survive to tell their stories. Lilia Luciano, CBS News, London.
Back here at home, the mother of a six-year-old boy who shot his teacher earlier this year in Newport News, Virginia, was sentenced to 2 years in prison today for felony child neglect. Deja Taylor pleaded guilty to the charge and apologized to the teacher. Her son told investigators he took the gun from his mother's purse. The teacher is suing the school district for $40 million. Christmas is just 10 days away, and time is running out to make sure your gifts arrive on time. The shipping deadlines are approaching fast, with about 82 million packages a day being shipped during this month's peak. CBS's Chris Van Cleve goes behind the scenes to see how it gets done.
Tis the season for shipping at this Atlanta post office. Patty Tucker got her gifts in the mail today.
If I leave it up to my husband, it will go out the night before Christmas and will cost us even more money.
Saturday is the first class mail deadline for packages and letters. 3-day service for UPS and FedEx is Tuesday, and the cutoff for most next day service is Thursday. In Nashville, this UPS store is overflowing with boxes, some dropped off by Kate Stevenson.
Beat the rush and also just make sure that I don't have to worry about it and nobody else does either.
More than 4 million packages daily will pass through this massive UPS facility in Louisville, Kentucky during the holiday season. Just off the runway, up to 416,000 packages are sorted per hour.
There is an additional pressure, but we do emphasize that team spirit in the sense that we are essentially Santa's helpers.
Boxes work their way through 155 miles of conveyor belts, are sorted by zip code, and loaded into these giant shipping containers headed for airplanes out of town, all in less than 4 hours.
Is this your busiest time of year?
This is our busiest time of the year. We plan for this. We communicate with our customers. We're ready to deliver.
Bill Moore is the president of UPS Airlines.
Don't wait. Don't procrastinate. Ship early and ship often.
Carrying some 20,000 packages each time his MD-11 takes off, you could almost say Captain Chad Gerber will be flying Santa's sleigh next week.
There's a name, there's a story with every one of those packages, and all of those are really important to the individual, and therefore they're, you know, every bit as important.
And this plane will soon leave Atlanta for Louisville. It's about 14,000 packages on board will be sorted and be in position ready to deliver all over the world as soon as tomorrow morning. Now, if it feels like these shipping deadlines are happening a little faster than usual, they are. It's because Christmas is on a Monday, which means you lose Christmas Eve, a Sunday, as a delivery day. Nora?
Ah, that's good to know and fascinating to see how it all works. Chris Van Cleef, thank you. We've got some tragic new details tonight in the death of Friends star Matthew Perry. What the autopsy reveals next.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nearly 2 months after the sudden death of Friends star Matthew Perry, the newly released autopsy report reveals the cause of death for the beloved actor. The LA County Medical Examiner's Office says the 54-year-old died from the acute effects of ketamine. That's an anesthetic the medical examiner says he was using to treat depression and anxiety. Other contributing factors include drowning, along with the effects of a second drug that is used to treat opioid use disorder. In the wake of that terrifying building collapse in New York City this week, officials are now blaming an engineer who reported the building unsafe but said nothing was imminently hazardous. The engineer is accused of misdiagnosing a crucial column that was holding up part of the structure, thinking it was only decorative. On the Road is next with a heartwarming story for the holidays.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The holiday season is a time to count our blessings and spread joy to those around us. CBS's Steve Hartman found a group of kids doing that and more on the road.
The red caps were the only clue. Yeah. The only hint that something Christmas was afoot.
Here we go.
Something that would soon strike straight to the heart.
Are you guys serious?
Seriously?
The kids responsible for these moments of overwhelming joy are all students and former students of Derek Brown.
Also, lights, please.
A Phoenix elementary teacher who uses our on-the-road stories to teach kindness and character. A perennial favorite,
Merry Christmas.
Secret Santa. That wealthy businessman who every year gives out hundreds of $100 bills to random strangers.
It's impossible. This is impossible.
It is possible. It's true.
Watching Secret Santa do his thing made a huge impression on the kids.
I was like shocked because, well, who does that?
I've never seen anyone like give money away like that.
Could you imagine that someday it would be you?
No, not ever.
And so, with guidance from Mr. Brown,
I sent everybody an itinerary.
The kids started a Secret Santa club and began fundraising, calling friends, family, and businesses. They raised $8,000 without any help from their school or district, just so they could turn around and give it all away.
It's okay.
To people like Rosemarie Hernandez. Rosemarie had been out of work for a week.
You will give me a lot of relief. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys. Oh my God.
They also gave money to Deidre Taylor.
Oh my God.
Deidre had just gotten diagnosed with cancer and was down to her last $20.
You guys are amazing. Gracias.
The children spent the day changing dozens of lives. And along the way, they noticed something remarkable, that the more they gave, the more they got.
I'm so happy right now. You get so many feelings in your body that just makes you like want to do it again.
Their joy, that's the gift to you.
Their joy, that's the gift to you. Exactly the realization Mr. Brown was hoping for.
I want this memory to be so strong that it now drives them every day in everything they do.
Did today change you?
Definitely. I never felt this way in my life. So this was really a life changer for me.
Whoever said money can't buy happiness, obviously, never gave it away. Steve Hartman, on the road, in Phoenix.
God bless you, too.
What a lesson. What a lesson. Finally, tonight, a Wisconsin father and daughter are credited with helping find what could be a shipwreck in Lake Michigan. Tim Wolak and his six-year-old daughter, Henley, were fishing when their sonar picked up something on the bottom of the Great Lake. The Wisconsin Historical Society says it just might be a ship that ran aground during the Peshtigo Fire more than 150 years ago. That's pretty cool. Well, that's tonight's CBS Evening News. I'm Nora O'Donnell. Good night.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and host of the Money Watch podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary and it's not boring. It is a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and maybe more importantly, on your life. I'm going to be your financial coach, someone who brings common sense and an insider's perspective on how to manage your money and your emotions. And I promise we are going to have a little bit of fun along the way. Have a question from retirement to career changes to college funding? Just send us an email at askjill@jillonmoney.com. Follow Money Watch wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free on the Amazon Music or Wondery app.